And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 10th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Dorian Laux, born Augusta, Maine, 1952, a single mom who worked various jobs at a gas station, a sanatorium, a donut shop, as a housemaid, and started writing her poems in her books Facts About the Moon and The Book of Men. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Levine, born Detroit, 1928. He was working at an auto manufacturing plant and decided to write about the men he worked with. He said, in terms of the literature of the United States, they weren't being heard. Nobody was speaking for them. And as young people will, I took this foolish vow that I would speak for them, and that's what my life would be, and sure enough, I've gone and done it. It was on this day in 1776, an anonymous pamphlet was published, 46 pages long, in Philadelphia, a pamphlet called Common Sense, explaining why the American colonies should declare their independence from Great Britain. The author was Thomas Paine, who had been born and raised in England, come to America only about a year before. Common Sense sold 500,000 copies in its first year of publication, at a time when there were only about 2.5 million people living in all of the 13 colonies. Thomas Paine donated all the royalties to George Washington's Continental Army. It's the birthday of the historian Stephen E. Ambrose, born Decatur, Illinois, 1936. Football star at the University of Wisconsin, where he took a class with a history professor and decided to become a historian himself. His first book was about General Henry Halleck, Abraham Lincoln's chief of staff, a book that came to the attention of President Dwight Eisenhower, who liked it, and asked Ambrose to be his own biographer, which he did, and then went on to write many best-selling books about American history, including Band of Brothers, Undaunted Courage, Meriwether Lewis, Thomas Jefferson, and The Opening of the American West, and his book D-Day, June 6, 1944. Stephen Ambrose, who said the number one secret of being a successful writer is this: marry an English major. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Laux, entitled Dark Charms. Eventually the future shows up everywhere, those burly summers and unslept nights in deep lines and dark splotches, thinning skin. Here's the corner store grown to a condo, the bike reduced to one spinning wheel, the ghost of a dog that used to be, her trail no longer trodden, just a dip in the weeds. The clear water we drank as thirsty children still runs through our veins. Stars we saw then, we still see now, only fewer, dimmer, less often. The old tunes play and continue to move us in spite of our learning, the wraith of romance, lost innocence, literature, the death of the poets. We continue to speak, if only in whispers, to something inside us that longs to be named. We name it the past and drag it behind us, bag like a lung filled with shadow and song, dreams of running, the keys to lost names. Dark Charms, a poem by Dorian Laux, from The Book of Men, published by Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.